Rare earth elements can be found in everything from smartphones to energy-saving light bulbs and wind turbines. Just one company produces the minerals outside of China, and there's a handful of others trying to break into the market. But wild volatility in prices, a recent bankruptcy, and China's control of the market have sent investors in the sector running scared. Clint Jasper reports.
The 17 chemical elements that make up the rare earths group can actually be found in small amounts all over the world. So while they aren't exactly rare, some of their applications are pretty exciting.
And that is the sound of the leaf started.
So as we can hear, there's no sound.
Take electric and hybrid cars, for example. They use around 13 kilograms of rare earths. Cerium is used to polish the glass, europium and yttrium are used in the LCD screen, and lanthanum's a key component of rechargeable batteries. But most importantly, for the miners of these elements, are the ones that make magnets. Neodymium, praseodymium, and dysprosium. These are used in the engine's traction motor. But despite this, it's pretty rare to find anyone who actually knows about them. Even the guy who sells electric cars. Did you know that?
No. You lost me in the first sentence.
Their primary purpose is to make things smaller and therefore more efficient and more energy efficient. So they're used in any electric motor, whether it be in a motor vehicle, in a wind turbine, in a tractor, a header, or an electric power tool. And all of these make the motor perform better, both under temperature and at speed, but it also makes them lighter and therefore more fuel efficient in the case of cars.
Arafura Resources Managing Director Gavin Lockyer is running one of the handful of Australian companies trying to break into the market. They've got The Resource, a project north of Alice Springs, rich in the magnets that'll make them the most money. But they're struggling to find the cash.
One of the hardest things for any small organisation is raising capital, and these are very capital-intensive projects. We've currently got a capital build of about $1.4 billion, with a market cap of only $20 million.
Adding to the woes of small rare earths producers is the fact that prices for their minerals have been sliding all year. Another Perth-based rare earth miner, Northern Minerals, is facing similar challenges. Managing Director and CEO George Bork.
I think it's fair to say that we're all suffering probably the same challenges in relation to the mining industry in terms of financing. So generally in this overall downturn, financiers are a bit more cautious.
In the past, China's dominance of this market has crushed outside competition. And after the June bankruptcy of American firm Molycorp, there's only one left standing. That's the Australian company Lynas Corporation. And Arafura's Gavin Lockyer says its success in the market is a good thing for companies like his.
China supplies over 90% of the market. And obviously, when you control supply to such a degree, you can also affect your competitors that might be trying to come into the market. So we've certainly seen that in the past few years. Luckily, though, for Australia, we've seen the likes of Lynas Corporation actually coming online and commissioning last year. And they certainly seem to be hitting their straps now, which is great for the industry.
While China will remain a major competitor, there are concerns about its existing stocks. It's perhaps why some of the biggest investors in these Australian rare earths projects have come from China.
To that extent, we've had a Chinese state-owned enterprise support us for a very long time, and we're very grateful for that.
The East China Mineral Exploration and Development Bureau owns a quarter stake in Arafura, and Northern Minerals has signed a $49.5 million funding partnership with Zhen Mining. George Bork says despite the failed attempts at rare earth mining outside of China, the unwilling investors and the low prices, there's a better future around the corner.
You know, it's not just the magnets. I mean, they're one of the big drivers, but we've also got lutetium, which is unknown to many people. It's a key ingredient in the PET scanners, which help the medical industry in early detection of cancer and the like.
Both companies plan to start production in the next 4 years.
Clint Jasper reporting.